This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The San Luis Valley District Attorney is stepping down from office. Alonzo Payne sent a letter of resignation to the governor today, a day after the state attorney general ordered Payne and his staff to treat victims of crime with respect. That order was the result of an investigation that found Payne's office would yell at, belittle, and ignore victims. Payne was also facing a recall election. In his letter, he said he was resigning to, quote, spare the cost and divisiveness of a recall election. Counties have entered a critical phase for officially wrapping up work on last month's primary. CPR's Megan Verley reports.
Colorado was one of the first states in the country to require counties audit their election results. Bipartisan teams will pull out randomly selected paper ballots and manually record the vote choices on them in order to compare those against the counts from scanning machines. Peg Pearl oversees elections in Arapahoe County.
We submit it to the state, and then the state program compares that to what was already in the record from this voting system and will let us know if there's any that don't match, what they call discrepancies, and why.
Pearl says most problems that come up are from voters making unclear marks on their ballot. I'm Megan Verley, CPR News.
The 81st Pikes Peak or Bust Rodeo gets underway in Colorado Springs today. The annual event features drill teams, steer wrestling, and bull riders, among other performances and competitions. Organizers say they expect the event to sell out, and Friday and Saturday already are. Proceeds from the rodeo help support military service members and their families. The event runs through Saturday. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.